Right now, we are taking a look at the Teenpreneur Fest. We have two of the winners in studio with us, as well as the founder of Beyond the Lemonade Stand, which hosts the Teenpreneur Fest. And that is Thokoza Mjo. And also joining her is Jennifer Matibi, who is the founder of Muse, only 16 years old. And another winner, Thabiso Mthembu, from Artistic Pools. Thabiso, you're what, 20, right?
I'm turning 20 next year.
You're turning 20. You're still a teen.
Yes, I'm still a teen.
You're still a teen. Congratulations, I should say.
Thank you. Thank you so
well
much.
Well done. Now, Thokoza, just set the scene for us, because you started Beyond the Lemonade Stand a couple of years ago. Mm. And you started out looking at different projects. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those things that have remained, that has been consistent over the years.
Yeah. Let me start with a story.
Yeah.
So in 2015, we had our first festival. Gift was one of our winners, originally from Limpopo. I moved to Tembisa, started a business in recycling, and this year he is studying in Mauritius at the African Leadership University.
How old was he then?
He was 17, turning 18. Mm-hmm. And he's used the earnings from his business to get himself to ALU. Because he comes from a single family, single parent headed household. His mom couldn't afford to take him to university.
Right.
But his business has allowed him to pay for himself to go to tertiary. So those are the stories where we're looking for teenagers who are interested in running businesses. And we help facilitate access to the market. So help them find clients, help them find suppliers so they can negotiate for better prices.
Mm-hmm.
And then also media coverage. So we can really build the credibility around teens who are able to create things of value that can change people's lives, and not just their own lives, but the people in the community.
Yes. You actually say that the mission is that you want to develop a generation that believes they are capable of achieving their dreams, not just believe, but also act on it.
Yes. It's so important for teens to negotiate life from a position of being empowered.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I remember when I was growing up, you're conditioned to negotiate from a disempowered position where you always have to wait till you matriculate to do things.
Yes.
Wait till you get to varsity. Wait until your parents say this. So it's a very disempowering, position to be in. And we're saying young people have the ability to create value.
Yeah.
Let's create opportunities for them to do exactly that, because the world that they're going to step into is a world that needs them to be flexible. It needs them to be creative.
Competitive and hungry.
Do you know what I mean? So
go for it.
Go for it and reimagine life, because things are moving so quickly. So your ability to reimagine yourself in a new space is so important.
Mm.
So by starting with running your business while you're in high school, you're creating this repository of examples of you've done it. So when you step into this world and it's like, it's not what I imagined it would be, you know that you've done this before. So therefore you can do it.
Yes. You know, there's not enough said about exactly that. Doing something, because it gives you a confidence, and like where it's still in your head,
exactly.
Where you only living in your head, imagining, mm-hmm. doing the mechanics, the processes in your head without actually doing it in the real world, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and the confidence builder that it is,
exactly.
And there's nothing that compares
exactly.
to that.
I was actually thinking about it. I was thinking about you. Imagine when you started radio, it was so much easier for you to move into 702 because you know you've done it before,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the confidence that comes with it. And if things, like on Friday, things didn't go as planned, but you...
Why are you reminding us? We're done with last week.
Listen, I am a fan. Okay?
Yeah.
And it was such a great example for me to say, even in that position you knew, you could, you know, turn things around and make it work. Whatever situation you find yourself in, just knowing that you can make do, you know, turn the lemon that you're in, turn it to a lemonade.
Yes.
Because you've done it before.
Right.
So if you're 25 and it's the first time you step into a situation and it's not exactly what you imagined it to be, what are you pulling from to help you try and find a way around it? There's nothing, because it's always... You know, things have always been done for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 15 and 16, you fail and you get up and you try again, it's not a big deal anymore.
Yes.
Not that you're not fearful, but you know how to embrace the fear and just And go keep it moving.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember listening to a conversation about this whole notion of what would you tell your 16-year-old self or 17-year-old self around this kind of thing of picking up projects, starting something new. Would you say to your 17-year-old or 16-year-old self to wait till you're done, wait till you're done studying or whatever? Or would you say, do it, try it now, break it now, fail now? Yeah. And the earlier you do it, the better.
Exactly.
Yes. So it's a shining example of that. If you've just joined us, we're chatting to some of the winners from the Treenpreneur Fest that took place for 2017. Two of the winners are with us in studio, as well as the founder of Beyond the Lemonade Stand, which runs the Treenpreneur Fest, Thokoza Mtsho. And we want to take your calls as well. You know, when you think of young people, their potential, maybe you started really young as well. What did that do to you? When you hear people's stories of how I used to sell, Atha, for instance, will tell you about how he used to sell sweets on the train, and that's how he started his hustle. No matter how small it is, can end up becoming something quite substantial, because hindsight is a perfect science. But when you're doing it, you might not be able to connect the dots from where you are, but rather with hindsight that that's where it all started, that's where it all happened. So let's take a break and we'll take your call, 011-883-0702. It's about building a culture of entrepreneurship and also allowing the younger generation to know that it's possible to achieve their dreams, that they're capable, and that they don't just have to believe, but they can also do it. More with the winners after this. And we're chatting to the winners of the Entrepreneur Fest for 2017. We've got two of them in studio along with the organizer. Jennifer, let me start with you. Jennifer Matibi, you founded Muse, right?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was 15.
15, and now you're 16.
Yes, I turned 16 3 months back.
All right. So what is Muse? You provide hair accessories.
I provide hair accessories for scholars in order for them not to get the trouble of entering into the school premises with
the wrong
color school accessories.
And how's the business going so far?
The business has been going well, because at first I started with my school, my high school, and then I'm now learning how to communicate with other schools. Like currently, I'm going to be working with two primary schools, offering them hair accessories.
Oh, wow. So your own school and then two other schools. So you're growing your base, your consumer base.
Yeah.
So how did you advertise your business? How did you let people know that this is what you do?
Basically, I learned at a girls' school. So I told my friends, and my friends spread the word.
Powerful, ne?
Yeah.
So this was your second business, Jennifer?
Yes, this was my second business.
What happened to the first one?
My first business failed because I really wanted to focus. I'm a hair accessory person, but I wanted to change the way people view hair accessories and make those hair accessories using recycled materials.
Oh.
But then my customers didn't approve to that, so I had to come up with a better idea to carry on my business.
So there you are, caring for the environment. You want to turn waste into something useful, but people are saying, "I no."
Yeah.
How did that feel, though? How did that feel to see that your customers or potential customers were rejecting your product?
It didn't sit well with me. It was very painful because I put a lot of effort in doing those hair accessories.
Yeah.
But then Thokoza told me that if they ain't buying this, find another solution. Make your customers buy. So I thought, okay, then I can help schools. That was my other solution.
To start with the schools, because you have access. It's not as hard. You go and you knock on your principal's door. So that's also key, to use your network, right? Start with your network. Start with in your own corner, you know, and then you can branch out like you have to two other schools.
Yeah.
So what's your hope for the business? Because you're studying and you're running this on the side.
My hope for the business is basically to create job opportunities for other people and create internships for young scholars in order that when they can start working during school holidays in order to save their money for tertiary and some other reasons, because some can't afford, and grow my business around the province and etc.
Yeah. Are you making a profit?
Yes, I am.
What's the margin?
Like for one hair accessory, for the material, it's like I'm making a huge profit because I can't even explain.
making a huge profit. And it's your time. You make them by hand.
Yeah, sewing machine. Yeah.
So now you have a sewing machine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And some by hand, the designs. And it doesn't take a lot of time. Like within 1 hour, I can make like 20 hair accessories.
Wow.
And get like a lot of profit. Yeah.
Oh, Tabi, so you're listening in thinking, am I in the right business or not? So you started Artistic Pools.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So what do you do exactly? What
we
are artistic? What are your services?
Pools. We maintain swimming pools.
You build?
Swimming pools, yes.
Maintain?
Yes. And service swimming pools.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So how did you end up in this space?
Well, I matriculated in 2015.
Uh-huh.
Immediately after matriculating.
Because you're 19 last, now.
Yes, I'm 19. Uh-huh. I matriculated at the age of 17.
Mm-hmm.
So last year I was looking for a job, part-time job, and then I happened to get a job in the swimming pool industry.
Mm-hmm.
I identified a problem of which was the waste of water. Imagine when someone has to backwash, they waste something like 200 to 300 liters of water.
When they have to backwash their
pool?
When
they backwash their swimming pools,
okay.
Yes. And when you backwash, you need to do it every week. You need to do it once a week. So in the space of a month, they lose 1.2 liters.
Sure.
Imagine. So I came up with a solution that I'm going to install tanks for my clients. Or rather for the company's clients, because I was still at the company and it was still my second week, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
But the boss did not approve that. And I was like to myself, I need to come up with a solution. This is business for me.
So where does this backwashed water end up?
It
goes to waste.
Yes. So my solution was that I'm going to put them in the tanks and then they go back to the swimming pool.
Oh, so you're directing them to like a JoJo tank?
Yes, to a JoJo tank.
The backwash?
Yes, the backwash.
Ah, yes. I see.
So the boss did not approve of that. So I had to come up with a solution.
Yeah.
As I'm an artist and I believe in creativity. So I just said to myself, I'm leaving this job. I proposed this to some of the clients and they liked the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I installed the JoJo tanks to them. And fortunately, I was the junior technical guy.
Yeah.
So there, I would fix their DP ports and install their pool pumps. So in high school, really, I did electrical technology, so it was not a problem. Me starting my own business was not much of a problem.
Because you already had the technical know-how.
I already had the basics, yes.
Yes, yes. So your ambition was to study engineering, but something happened.
My ambition was to study engineering.
Mm.
Ambition. Emphasis on that. It was not necessarily my ambition. I'm an artist. I loved acting with all my heart. But according to the society's perspective, because the moment you deviate from the ideal path of life, you tend to be given name tags. Understand? You tend to be judged.
Yeah.
So I just hid myself in that space to say, no, I want to do electrical engineering.
Oh.
I was one of those students in high school. Understand? I'm not going to mention anything, but yeah, I was one of those students in high school. So I just decided not to do electrical engineering after studying because I realized what I am born for.
Which is
it was the time,
performance.
Yes, which is my thing.
Oh, okay. So where do you want your business to grow then if you have ambitions of being a thespian on the stage?
Well, I'm interested in both arts and entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And I get to practice both of them at the same time. I mean, my schedule is very flexy. Because of being an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
I get to do my movies. I just finished shooting a movie called Streetwise recently.
Oh.
So I can manage doing both at the same time, but my focus is on my business. Once I can get my business to function well without me, then I can focus on acting.
Mm.
But I just want my business to function well without me.
Absolutely. Yeah, to operate even when you're not there.
Yes.
You know, and generate an income while
yes.
you do other things.
Definitely.
Yes, very smart indeed. So let's take calls. Put on your headphones, please. We've got Gail calling from Springs first up. Good afternoon, Gail.
Hi. You already mentioned my name. I just have a question for Tavisa. Hi, Tavisa.
Hey, how are you, Gail?
Oh, wow, scrumptious. I just want to ask you, like, first of all, we're very proud of you, like, your achievements and, you know, like, you actually motivate us. So the question I have for you is, were you, like, self-motivated, or did you have like a lot of people behind you, like motivating you to do the great things that you're doing?
All right, so that's a great question. That's Gail in Springs. So, your motivation.
I'm a self-motivated being. I started off as a motivational speaker since grade 9.
Oh.
So I was 14 years old.
At school, doing motivational talks.
Doing motivational talks. Because I was the leader of the student Christian ministry. I'm a believer. I'm a born-again Christian.
Okay.
So I'm a self-motivated being.
Mm.
Yes.
Ah, well done. I want to know about the role of your families. Because, so you worked with your dad, or he's assisted you on a couple of jobs.
Yes, very, very much, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So why was that important? Did their support, was their support the difference between you doing this and not doing it?
You know, my dad is my best friend. Mm-hmm. He knows. I share with him almost everything. He's my best friend. He's my best friend. He knows me when I'm down. He knows me when I'm up. He knows where my interest lies.
Right.
So he knows that I'm so interested in entrepreneurship. I attend workshops every now and then, property investments, forex trading, this and that. So he's always there for me. So when I came up with this solution, because it's always good to be innovative. It's always good to be to come up with your own things. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. Look at Thomas Edison. So it's always good to have your own thing. Understand? Because I realized that I may not live forever, but I can create something that will live forever.
Yes.
And my dad motivated me so much in doing that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Jennifer, for you, what's the role of your family? Because you're operating a business out of your home.
Okay. I have a single parent mother. So mm-hmm. She's always busy. She doesn't have time to spend mostly with me. And I most of the time work alone. Majority of the time, she just comes home tired, and I ask her just for how does this look and how does that look.
Mm-hmm.
My basically what I wanna do is change my mom's working time schedules so that she can spend more time with me. Mm-hmm. I think when my business grows bigger, I'll be able to support her financially, that she won't have time to go to work and have time to spend with me more.
Yes.
And help me in the business and everything.
So this is how you're helping within the household. You guys are just an inspiration. You know, looking back, we can't rewind the hands of time, the clock. But it's wonderful to see that you started so young. Gabelo says, Warren Buffett says he bought his first share when he was 11 and regrets having started so late in the stock market. Because that's you and I. These young people are well on their way.
Azania, please speak for yourself.
So now you're explaining yourself.
Leaving me out in the cold. All right, fine. So I saw you like there in your overalls doing your thing, you know, so committed to the work that you do. How do people get a hold of your service, Artistic Pools?
Oh, you can email me on my email address, info@artisticpoolsolution.co.za.
All right. So
info@artisticpools.co.za.
At Artistic Pools, no
pool solution. Artistic Pool Solution.
Okay, poolsolution.co.
info@artisticpoolsolution.co.za.
Perfect.
Or they can call me on my cell phone number,
That will forward to them. Websites are better. Online is better. And for you,
thanks for
Jennifer,
saving me.
They can get me on my email address, jennifermatibi01@gmail.com.
I see. So if there are schools ahead of 2018 that would like to put her on as a supplier, you know, for those hair accessories, yes, get your uniforms wherever you get them. It's fine. But why not add her to a list of suppliers that parents can turn to kit out their kids at the start of the year. So the future certainly seems bright after having spoken to these young people. Elias says some inspirational young people there. Big up to them. So Thokoza, all of the best. With the Teenpreneur Fest that you put on annually, and keep unearthing them, because you also walk part of the journey with them. They get some mentorship, as you said, access to markets. So it helps to grow their businesses and even to expand their ideas beyond what they've initially thought.
Mm-hmm. True. I think our focus now is actually supporting parents. Because if parents can turn their homes into incubators of innovative thinking young people, it would make our lives a lot easier, because if you can explore at home and be supported to tinker at home, when you get out there in the world as something that you've already done.
Yes, so, and not crush the curiosity when they say, what's this? What does it do? Exactly. Hey, Cruella, put that down.
Don't ask why, because I told you so.
Exactly. That doesn't encourage curiosity.
Yeah.
So parents must turn their homes into incubators of ideas. I love that.
Yeah.
So all of the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That was Thokoza Mjo, the founder of Beyond the Lemonade Stand, Jennifer Mtibi from Muse, as well as Thabiso Mthembu from Artistic Pools.